This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 210 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our women-led action movies. This time, we're taking a trip back to 2011, which I can't even believe this movie came out 11 years ago, but 2011, a little Gina Carano action, Steven Soderbergh directed movie called Haywire. Alex, have you ever seen Haywire? And if so, when?
I own the Blu-ray. I remember watching the trailer or something, and I didn't see it in theater. I don't know if this went straight to DVD or whatever, but I remember watching the trailer. I said, wait a minute, I got to get this movie. I was like, it has like 20,000 great actors. And then I didn't know who Gina Carano was. And I was like, whoa, she is a hottie. So I was like, she is a hottie mumati. So I was like, yeah. All right. So I was like, fine. So I picked it up, enjoyed it, watched it once, put it back on the shelf until today. We dusted it off.
Yeah. So I saw this. It did come out in the theater because I saw it in the theater. I actually took my brother. We went to see it in the theater back in 2011. I bought the Blu-ray. And this was my second time watching it. The funny thing is, when I was watching it today, I remembered a lot of the parts. So I don't know, maybe it stuck in my head. It doesn't matter because this is a brand new take. We're giving it a fresh, clean slate. It's a brand new watch so we can review it for you guys. Now, before we do so, let's give you a little bit of the old Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Alex, this might be one of the most stunning Rotten Tomato scores that I've ever seen for what we do. Okay. You know, we come here every week 210 times and we review these action movies. And usually you got these scenarios where the critic score is high, the audience score is high, or the critics is low and the audience is low, or the critics is low and the audience is high. But I can't remember a movie where this critics is 80%. Really good. 80% for an action movie. The audience score is 41%. Now, this is my theory. I think they could be legitimate. Maybe people didn't like the movie. But I think after all this, there's been the controversy with Gina Carano, you know, with The Mandalorian. She got fired off of that show. And I wouldn't be surprised if people went on now and they write bad reviews and then the score comes down a little bit because now they hate Gina Carano. You know what I mean? It could be that because that's a big gulf for an action film, 80 to 41 for audiences.
I never seen a drop like that, even in the shitty movies.
Yeah, they're usually both bad, or usually with action, the fans tend to like it better. Mm-hmm. But to like it half as much, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I smell fishy.
I smell something fishy.
Something fishy.
Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Again, Steven Soderbergh directed. Amazing cast. As you mentioned, Michael Fassbender's in this, Channing Tatum, Ewan McGregor, Michael Douglas, Bill Paxton, Antonio Banderas. But it's, of course, led by Gina Carano, who I knew before this movie she was an MMA fighter. She did not fight in the UFC, but she was an MMA fighter that became very popular because she was pretty hot and she also could actually fight. So she was like Ronda Rousey before Ronda Rousey, except not as dominant. So this was her actually first movie. Of course, Gina Carano, she's playing Mallory. What did you think?
Mallory, I actually liked Mallory. Now, she's not the greatest actress known to me, Gina Carano. I think she gets better with age. She gets way better. I'm not saying she was an Oscar award winner, but she gets really good. She becomes an actress. She's really good. This movie, she's decent. Her fighting is what makes the character good. Yeah. I don't give a shit about her acting at all. This movie to me is all about the action. With that said, I gave her a 5. She was very believable in her character. She's a spy, which I love. I love women spies. I love movies like this. So this was up my alley. She's on the run, which another thing that I love when they're on the run. I just love it. And she's the daughter of Bill Paxton. So that's another point right there.
And I was like, that is awesome.
Yes, with the mustache and the old man glasses. Because you see he had like the magnifying in them. No, but in all seriousness, Gina Carano's character, she was very grounded. Like, I liked it a lot. She didn't talk much. When she did talk, it made sense. When she is speaking, she's giving you enough information for you to enjoy. Like, when she's telling the story of what happened so you could follow along in the mission that's supposed to go through. Why her and Channing Tatum was fighting in the beginning. Like, I liked it. I thought she was really good. Was she an excellent actress? Like I said before, she was not an excellent actress, but she was enough that made me believe the character. I was like, you know what? I like this character. She was a badass character. She could, you could tell she did it herself. I loved it. I mean, we'll talk about that more in the action sequences. But yeah. With that said, I'm not going to say slap her.
slap her character
I'm going to slap the lead character with a 5.
All right. So as far as her acting goes, I agree. You know, it's her first ever movie and she's a fighter. You know, she's not an actress. However, to me, her acting was good enough like that she seemed like a real person. Sometimes when you're not a great actor, you just seem like a regular person instead of a person acting like a person. So there's moments where it works. And I also will say, she's a million times better in her first movie than Ronda Rousey is in any movie she's ever been in. She can't talk like a human if she tried when she's acting. At least Gina Carano acts like a normal human. She's just not overly dramatic. And they were smart to surround her with a bunch of amazing actors because all the other actors in this movie are great. All of them.
Oscar award winners, nominated. Yeah,
very smart move. Like, hey, you know what? She's kind of a rookie. Let's put her with people that are so good that it will help her, if anything. And it worked. You're right. In the action scenes, though, she's top notch. And we'll save it for action, but I gave her a 4 because there's not a lot to her. Like, she is a black ops, like kind of like a mercenary. She does black ops, right? Government hires this firm, they do the jobs. And here's what you know about her. She's a black ops, she got a dad who's an author, and she used to date Kenneth, who's the lead villain of the movie. And that's pretty much it. You don't really know much about her life, her home life, her other missions, except she's really, really good at her job, and she just broke up with Kenneth a week ago. It's enough for me to be invested, but one thing you always talk about that I think applies here, especially with the women, she's a badass. 100% when she has the paint on her face. When she I was like, oh, she looks so gangster. I wouldn't mess with her. I wouldn't fight with her. She's awesome in the physical elements. Great. So I gave her a 4. You gave her a 5. Lead villain, this is, of course, Kenneth. I know his name because it's Kenneth. Played by Ewan McGregor. What did you think?
He was okay. He wasn't in the movie as much. I mean, he was in the movie enough times, but the character himself wasn't throughout the entire film. But he's basically the main whole point of the film. I gave him a 4. Ewan McGregor is excellent. In this type of movie, he is so good. The character himself, he's really good. He backstabs her, which is a typical type of spy movie. Everyone's going to backstab each other. But I thought it was really good. It had that True Lies with Michael Fassbender feel to it. But again, the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt style of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, then he turns on her and then he tried to kill her in the room. It didn't work because badass came out and just whooped ass. I liked it. You know, throughout, you got other henchmen, but all the henchmen throughout the movie are famous actors, which I was like, this is what makes the movie so freaking good. You got Antonio Banderas, which we're going to talk about a little later. Yep. But Antonio Banderas has a role in this. Then you have my man Channing Tatum gets his ass whooped in the beginning of the movie, then gets it at the end when he figures out the whole plot. Yep. And then, of course, Hugh McGregor, who sets up the entire thing, but pussies out at the end because he breaks his leg in the ocean. And he's like, oh, don't leave me here now, man. Yeah.
She's like, the tide is getting high.
And left him to drown.
And then she just left.
Yeah, so he reminded me of Dominic Green at that point. I was just like, oh, God, you're so Dominic Green. Like, every time I see someone now with, like, a broken foot and they just leave him, that's the Dominic Green effect. Look, and all in all, Hugh McGregor is an excellent actor. Very well for this type of movie. And I thought he did a great job, so I give him a 4.
I have the same score as you. I gave him a 4. I think he's a good villain, a very good villain. You know, as the head of this Black Ops team that essentially breaks up with her, she breaks up with him, and she's going to leave the agency. He's like, I can't let her just leave. She's going to take all my business, so I'm going to set her up for this, frame her. It's a frame job. It's a classic frame job.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he does fight her. He gets whooped, but he fights her. So there's a physicality part. We always give a little bit of love anytime the villain does something other than just like get blasted or do nothing. So that's a plus at least. And the character's a 4, but to me, Ewan McGregor in the role is a 5. Yeah. Anytime I like him so much. I think he's so likable that anytime he's a bad guy, it's so refreshing to see because you still kind of like him. You know what I mean? Like, he just seems like Ewan McGregor. Like, I want to be friends with Ewan McGregor. So the fact that he's a douchebag, it's like, It plays against type for like what you normally expect. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Why is he being this way to this nice woman who made him all this money? It makes you mad, but also like, it's like, oh, but I like watching him work. Honestly, just as a side note, like in the Birds of Prey movie, I thought he was the best part as the villain because it's the same thing. It's like, wow, I love this guy. But he's bad. And I think this was a great role for him. So I loved him. But the character himself, I agree with everything you said. I gave him a 4 as well. Okay, action.
All right. Oh, a 5. I mean, there's no way to argue that. This is a perfect action movie. Female-led action movie. Gina Carano is an excellent fighter. I mean, I don't know what she's done now. We're not doing her filmography or anything as of yet, but she's excellent. And she proves that she could handle action movies. Like, if she goes straight action, doing more action, y'all be buying them and watching them for a long time. I don't even care if it's like Stars with Bruce Willis. I don't even care. Like, just, you know what? Straight to DVDs.
I got a recommendation for you at the end of the show here then. I
really love this movie. There's a scene in the movie when she runs and finds this dude in the hotel and she pins against the wall. She grabs him mad quick and then she flips over. I was like, yo, you gotta be kidding me. I was like, this is crazy. That scene is crazy. When she beats the shit out of Michael Fassbender, she takes her slippers off. It was over. She knew it. She was like taking off her slippers, walking up. I said, yo, you're done. Like, don't even try it. But I love that fight. That was a really good fight. There was another fight that was really good. Her being like mass stealth in her father's house. That was really good. Oh, that was excellent. Fighting Hugh McGregor, again, that was excellent. The beginning with Channing Tatum in the restaurant. You know how good this movie was? That my wife comes down because she's getting ready to go to work, right?
Yeah.
She goes, wow, Channing Tatum is in this movie? What movie is this? And I'm like, oh, it's Haywire with Gina Carano. She goes, oh, no wonder, because she already knew that. I was like, she's hot. So she was like, oh, yeah, I already know. She goes, but did I ever see this? I was like, I don't know. I know I did, right? So all of a sudden, when they start fighting, she goes, wait a minute, you can't watch this. I was like, oh, sorry, I'm reviewing this movie.
She said, turn it off. I want to watch it.
Yeah, she goes, turn it. And she goes, why did you hold this out? I was like, sorry, man. It's like, we'll watch it again later. But you know, when someone stops and just watches the fight scenes, you know you got something. Like, and this was like 10 minutes into the movie, that just quick little fight scene. But look, other than that, I mean, there's a lot of great moments in this. Her hand-to-hand is like, oh, so, you know what? Because I know you keep bringing up Ronda Rousey, and I think that's a perfect comparison for that's MMA.
Yeah.
Way better fight than Michelle Rodriguez and her in Fast and the Furious 7, I believe it was.
7.
Yeah, I think it was 7 inside that room or whatever. Her and these dudes look way better than her fighting Michelle Rodriguez. 100%. I will say that. Other than that, I'll give it a 5.
Ronda Rousey hasn't done a single action scene that's as good as any action scene in this movie. Let's just call it what it is. She hasn't. Yeah, look, you nailed it. You said everything. The fight in the hotel is the best fight in the whole movie. She kicks him through the door. Every time I just want to do one single clap. Really hard. I can't help myself. I just want to clap my hands because it is ferocious. And you could tell that they... You know, this is realistic fighting. One thing, I think everything you mentioned is great. And one thing I'll touch on is the direction. So Steven Soderbergh is not an action movie director at all. Like, he did like Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12. Like, he's a great director, but you don't think of him when you think of action movie.
Right.
But because he's a skilled director, he shoots these action scenes. You could see every single thing that's happening. No quick edits. Zero. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. And also the choreography is like really, it looks like they're really hitting each other really hard. I'm sure they got a bit banged up. I'm sure it was safe, but still they got a bit banged up. They had to be wearing padding because they were kicking each other hard in the chest. They were, you know, she's doing she knows all the holds. She's doing triangle chokes. She's doing every single thing. She puts him in the guillotine. You know what I mean? Like, she's doing super, super realistic fighting, which I love. And the way he shoots it, there's no crazy sound. Like, when they're fighting at the diner, that's what a real life fight sounds like. There's no like, psh, psh, you know, the sound effects that they put in movies. There's none of that. It sounds like a real punch, which if you heard a punch in real life, it doesn't sound like, psh, it doesn't do that. That's not the sound it makes. So I love it. There's no music during the action scenes. Like, they just happen. You're just watching a real fight happen. It's awesome. I love it. You get a little bit of shooting with the cops when she's breaking out, but not a lot of gunplay, which is not, I don't even care for guns that much anyway. I like this kind of stuff. I would have loved to have seen her in like a real martial arts movie. You know what I mean? Maybe like if she ever did a movie with the people who did The Raid, I think it would be the greatest like woman fight scenes that ever were.
Oh, dude, imagine. Oh, this would be such awesomeness. Yeah. Imagine if she was in a John Wick movie. Oh my God.
She would have killed. And you know, she was in the Fast and Furious franchise before Ronda Rousey, because she's in Fast and Furious 6. So
that's right.
She also she fights Michelle Rodriguez too, and it's a better fight. It's a better fight. I'm gonna call it what it is. So she's great. The action scenes are great. They're, even when there's not action scenes, it's tense. Like even the scene where she's just walking and that dude's chasing her, and then there's that long chase on foot. She's just running after the guy. Like, those count as action. Five. It's a five. This is fantastic and super well executed. Okay, storyline.
All right. So I was torn with this one because it's a typical storyline for any spy, right? You get betrayed and then you have to double cross her. This is pretty much a double cross movie. Yeah. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. But how does it happen? And I think the way they did it here, and I gave it the four. I gave it a great. The reason I gave it a four, you're right. I didn't know it was a director of Oceans, because what I'm about to say falls into that. It reminded me of Ocean's 11, the way he does those shots.
Yeah.
And now that you said Ocean's director, it makes it even awesome. Because exactly. I was like, you know what? It makes my comparisons better. the way he shot it when she's giving the story felt very Ocean's 11 when they're doing their stupidity. And I think it's funny. Yeah. I love the Oceans, by the way. I want people to understand. Those are my favorite heist movies. I think it's excellent. The storyline flowed. There's some parts that is a little dull. I'm not going to lie. There's some dull moments. But the way he does it is story, action, story, action, story, story, story. And then it kicks up the action towards the end. And I loved it. I think it flowed very well. The storyline is something that it does have. I know we don't use it a lot in this in our reviews. And I might just throw it in maybe for future movies. It's called replay value. Mm-hmm. Is there replay value into our watching these type of movies?
Yeah.
And I got to say, with Haywire, absolutely, there is replay value because of the action and the story. The story is so good. It could be told in many different ways. And in the way he did it this way, it's very unique. With all these legendary actors, you don't know who's what, why they're doing what they're doing. And it's so good. So with that said, replay value is there. And I'm going to give this a four for great.
Man, you're really on it today, Alex. Let me tell you, because I agree with you. I gave it a four as well. I'm really on it. Yeah, you're really just saying everything that I'm thinking with this movie. It's not that this is like a super new idea. Again, it's a frame job. She's getting framed for something. Got to work her way out of it. Now, she's not trying to prove her innocence. She's literally just trying to kill the dude who's setting her up, which is cool. So it's a little bit revenge, a little bit frame movie, you know, being framed, conspiracy, CIA, government, all that stuff. But you're right in that the way the story's told is where you get your unique aspects. So while the story is not super original, the format in which it's told makes it a lot of fun. Because you're right. You don't know. You don't know what happened. Like, these people, the movie opens with these two fighting in a bar. You have no idea what the heck is going on. And then she's telling the story to the kid, like what happened, where it happened. You see the original job. And even like as it's going, you still don't really know who's good, who's bad. You don't know. Like, literally the whole time I watched it, I thought Michael Douglas was in on it, but he's not.
Yeah.
But you think he is because you don't really trust anybody. Yeah, I thought it was really excellent. But yeah, I thought it's a good script. And I think, you know, if my theory's wrong, as far as that 41 from audience, the only other idea I have is maybe they thought it's too, not generic? Artsy. I won't say artsy, but maybe it's too highbrow as far as the writing of an action. It's not a regular action movie where it's like boom, bang, explosions. You know what I mean? And it's a little bit smarter than your regular action film. And maybe they didn't respond to that as well. We liked it, but yeah, so it's a four for me, a four for you. What's your overall?
Look, dude, overall, this is four. It's a four. It's a well-balanced diet of action. That's what I call it, a well-balanced diet of action. You got a good storyline. Is it a great storyline? Absolutely, it's a great storyline. It's a generic storyline, but told in a different way that if you enjoy the Oceans movie, then guess what? You're going to enjoy it this way. Nate is absolutely right. When you're seeing the flashbacks, you really do not know where do these characters lie. You don't know if they're good. They don't know if it's bad. You don't even know why she's telling the story is actually the true story, because it's from her point of view. And as the audience watching, we're just being told the information. And I kind of like that. You can make your own conclusion who's right, who's wrong. And I think this movie plays with that line very well. Mm-hmm. That's why I call it a very well-balanced diet of action, because then you got the element of her fighting and the action sequences throughout the movie. It is so excellent. This is the first movie I think this could be the first movie that we ever reviewed on this channel that had no car chase scenes or nothing. I mean, it did have the car chase through the snow, but it wasn't like a high tech, like it was one of those like 2 second car chase.
It seemed
chase.
Realistic too. Like they were only going like 40 miles an hour, not a thousand. You know what I mean?
Through like the streets of like Germany or whatever. Yeah. Like she went through the forest. I will say the first time. Yeah, I will say like in terms of like not having a car, what I mean is like it's not this high octane car chase through a city or nothing. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. This is pure storyline, hand-to-hand action. And that is it. And I like this so much. I give it a 4. It's a great, and the replay value is really high for me on this movie. So yeah.
Yeah. If 4. This movie had a tiny remote control car chase, it would have been a 10 out of 10, but it doesn't. You're right. There's only regular sized cars. Yeah. You know what? It's a good way to describe this movie. It's like a really grounded movie and it's kind of small scale. Yes. They go to a lot of countries. So it has that, which all these kind of spy movies have, you know, they're always going around. So they go to Spain, they go to Barcelona here, then they go to Dublin, then there's a little scene at the end in Mallorca, they're in New Mexico. So there's the globe-trotting aspect, but it still feels small. You know what I mean? This is not James Bond. This is not planes in the sky exploding, and there's no explosions in this whole movie. It's a grounded, realistic, in my opinion, realistic take on this sort of material. So it's very refreshing. I think it's a very refreshing film. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth a watch. I also gave it a 4. I think it's really strong. I think it benefits from a great cast, and I think it benefits from a great director. And a director who's really more interested in, he's so interested in like the craft of filmmaking. If you know anything about Steven Soderbergh, he just loves making movies. So genre doesn't matter. He can make a comedy. He can make a heist movie. He can make it, and it's going to be good. You know what I mean? Or it'll at least be well made. So yeah, he directed Magic Mike. I've never seen Magic Mike. But if you just look at the genre, to go from like that kind of movie to this, to Oceans, like they're all so different. You know, Traffic, which is a great movie. So yeah, he's a great director. It works. I really enjoy it. I'm surprised. I don't know why I waited all these years to watch it again, but I remember I bought it for a reason because it's good. I also gave it a 4. So what? I think we have the same total. Should be 21, no?
No. Basically, my total is a 22 out of a 25.
You gave her a 5. That's right.
Yeah, I gave her a 5 where you gave her a 4. I highly recommend this for anyone that did not see the movie. Check it out. Let us know in our Instagram's account what you guys think of Haywire. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a very excellent movie. I enjoy it and I'm glad that I have it. Oh, and then quick note, because we didn't even talk about it. Antonio Banderas is there for like 10 minutes or whatever, and he is so good, and it ends with him. And it erupt ends. I mean, I hate movie that erupt ends, and I said that during the Catherine Bigelow stuff. I was a little annoyed at this, but with this storyline, it worked because you kind of knew what was going to happen at the end of the movie.
He knows. No, you know. And then it's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
The way she falls down and just like looks at him, I'm like, oh, this guy's
dead. He said, oh, shit. Like he knew he was getting his ass kicked, but I loved it.
By the way, two best scenes, not really, but the two things I love. One, the scene where Ewan McGregor's on the beach and you see her in the background just sprinting towards him. And like he's just standing there and she comes running from like pretty far away and just punches the crap at him. And two, the Antonio Banderas scene at the end when his new wife goes to open the door and you just see her in the background get snatched up by Gina Carano. Like, oh, he's in big trouble. This guy's in trouble. I love it. Yeah, I have a 21 out of a 25. This is a great action movie. It's just a great action movie with a really good story. I told you I had some recommendations. Real quick, if you liked this, same writer, Lem Dobbs, same director, Steven Soderbergh, they did a movie called The Limey. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Limey. It's a really, really good movie, kind of like a revenge thriller, but it's the same team. So maybe check that one out. And Gina Carano, I used to straight to DVD and stuff. I don't remember if it's good, but I have a movie on my Vudu that came out, and it came out straight to Blu-ray. It's called In the Blood. Stars Gina Carano. I remember thinking it was pretty good at the time. So maybe check out In the Blood if you just want to see a Gina Carano-led. It was after this movie, obviously. I want to say it was maybe 2013, 2014, something like that. So she's pretty good in it. It's not a great movie, but she's pretty good in it. So there's a couple of recommendations. Now, what we got coming up? Next episode, we are going to be launching our new franchise. That's going to be the Resident Evil franchise, led, of course, by the amazing Mila Jovovich. We all love her. You love her. I love her. Alex loves her. Who doesn't love her? So we're going to be covering the Resident Evil films, all 6 of them. And then our next woman, which that is a woman-led action movie, but our next in the women-led action movie walkthrough is going to be Charlie's Angels. Now, we are going to be doing the reboot version directed by Elizabeth Banks, starring Kristen Stewart and Naomi Scott. We're going to be doing that version of Charlie's Angels, so that'll be next week as well.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. I haven't seen that in a long time. Charlie's Angels. Resident Evil, I haven't seen that in a while. And I brought the 4K box set, so I can't even wait to see
it
again.
Oh, yeah. I have it, too. I haven't seen any of them in 4K. Yeah.
They look great. They look excellent. From what I remember, they look great. It sounded great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it looked great. But anyway, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. If you guys want to join the Patreon and support the channel, you guys could also watch us record your favorite podcast episodes and hang out with us. Yeah, you can hang out with us after the podcast recording. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.